When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. We're here for hour number 3, Tuesday edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you, as always, go subscribe to the podcast as we march towards 20 million podcast listens. You can search out Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. Go subscribe. We will also have Sunday specials that are focused on politics that will be going up that you can download and listen to that will be uniquely available to podcast listeners. So we encourage all of you to go join the team there. Again, you can search out Clay Travis and Buck Sexton and you will be able to subscribe there. Buck, you have a correction that you need to put forward?
I do, Mr. Sports and Cinemaphile, Mr. Clay Travis over there, from one of our VIPs. Thank you for keeping us honest. Maybe we should start to do a Buck Ombudsman segment here. The name of the dolphin in Ace Ventura was not Flipper, sir. It was Snowflake. Snowflake.
My bad.
Was the missing
that is correct.
Dolphin. And something interesting from a producer, Mike, here in New York City, told me that he tried to help me bolster my credibility after the little Atlanta Braves Cleveland Indians mishap.
For people who were not here for the first couple of hours, Buck confused whether it was the Atlanta Braves or the Cleveland Indians that were the team from the legendary film. It is a film, not even just a movie, Major League.
I don't think we have to keep revisiting that mistake, but just to bolster my credibility on the subject, producer Mike told me that the movie Major League was filmed in Milwaukee because they could not actually work around the schedule of the then Cleveland Indians and the Cleveland Browns stadium access. So just drop a little bit of knowledge there. And then also a viewer. That would be weird. A listener sent this in. The Highlanders, actually, no, it's not weird because we got a YouTube channel and we've got people who are VIPs who are watching the video of the show every day. The Highlanders played at Hilltop Park in Washington Heights, the very tip of Manhattan, and the Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center is built on that site. So thank you for sending that in. So then, what an awesome Clay. Can we start a sports franchise? The Highlanders? Just think of all the, there can only be one, all the amazing references you could make, plus bagpipes at every game.
Kilts?
Kilts would be amazing to have a Highlander sports franchise, and the Scottish won't complain like, oh, you're appropriating our kilts, man.
Well, so far, the Irish have not demanded Notre Dame change the mascot from the Fighting Irish. There is one I should mention. The Braves used to have a mascot. Their mascot now is Blooper, who I'm not sure what Blooper is. He's some sort of animal. No offense to Blooper, who I think is... There are several mascots, Buck, that are big fans of the show. I don't want to put any of them on blast. The guys in the mascot costumes, I have met several of them, big fans of the show. All right, so we appreciate the mascot fan base out there. The Braves used to have a mascot. His name was Chief Nakahoma. Do you know what the Chief's name, Nakahoma? It was spelled out like Nakahome Run. So they did have Chief Nakahoma back in the day. The Atlanta Braves did.
that didn't fly.
Chief Nakahoma was discontinued in the 1980s. Although I will say, I would 100 billion% wear a Chief Nakahoma T-shirt if I could find one to the next Atlanta Braves game that I go to, because I do remember going to those games. My grandparents lived in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A lot of people out there were monster Atlanta Braves fans, Buck, back in the day. They'd watch on WTBS, the superstation in the early days of cable. Ted Turner owned the team and put the games on everybody, so they have a big national fan base. But we would go down sometimes to go see games in the 1980s. So if there is a Chief Nakahoma T-shirt out there, I think it probably would be well received. Everybody wears the nostalgia 1980s gear now.
I don't know why this also triggered another correction here. For the Ombudsman segment, I had said maybe a week or two ago that MacGyver was a great show that the current generation has been deprived of. There actually was a MacGyver remake that ran 4 or 5.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. So I don't think it had quite the same. Because did the guy have a mullet? I don't think so. So it didn't have quite the same resonance as the original MacGyver, which was on USA. Remember that channel?
Yeah.
So I think that was a Ted Turner channel.
I think I became a heterosexual man thanks to USA Up All Night. Do you remember Rhonda Shear? Do you remember the late night USA movies on like Friday and Saturday nights?
This is like back in the '60s, Clay, where you're watching.
No. I know you're a young man. You millennials sometimes don't recall. There used to be USA Up All Night on Fridays and Saturday nights, and they would put on, I mean, it was regular cable, right? But they were like the B movies without any nudity or whatever. That were you know, about as risque as you could get for cable back in the day.
Yeah, no, I think I saw.
You don't remember Rhonda Shear? Oh, she was a superstar.
A little bit. I remember a little bit of that back in the day. So
yeah, well, you're such a young man, you may have missed that era. Speaking of the opposite of being a young man and not missing any era for basically the last 80 years, except this one, because he doesn't know what he's doing from one moment to the next. Did you see that our esteemed president is continuing to demand, Buck, that gas stations... I can't believe that he's still doing this. He's still saying to the gas stations, bring down your prices now. And I know we probably have a lot of gas station owners who listen to these shows, and I feel like it's important to make it clear to everybody out there as gas prices are starting to tick back up. Most convenience stores do not make money off of gas.
Most gas stations don't make money off of gas. Right. They make money off the convenience store.
1 or 2 cents. I mean, they basically break even product for them. They sell everything inside of the convenience store. That's how they make their profit.
I mean, Joe Biden's only experience of capitalism is Hunter apparently negotiating for crack and for Chinese businessmen to write him multi-million dollar checks to sell access to his dad. Joe Biden does not have a sound understanding of capitalism, because if he did, he'd understand. Hold on a second. First of all, I mean, he's as crazy at this point. If he started just shouting at an actual gas pump, I wouldn't be surprised. It's just the whole thing is all theatrics and absurdity. But if you have a gas station that's selling it at $5 a gallon, let's say, and is price gouging, gas station across the street can sell
it
for $4 a gallon and get a whole lot more business. The thing that affects all this is, what is the actual price of gas at that point
That's
in
right.
time, which is what sets the baseline price. And then they have to have a very narrow profit margin on top of that, which is why, generally speaking, you don't see huge swings in gas prices in the same area. I honestly don't think Joe Biden understands that.
Well, he certainly doesn't. Listen to this clip. He's still screaming at gas station owners to bring down the price of gas. That is clip 7.
Oh, it will be clip 7 momentarily.
At some point, we will hear. While we wait for clip.
So the companies running gas stations are setting those prices at the pump. Bring down the prices you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you pay for the product. Do it now. Do it now. Not a month from now. Do it now. And it's going to save people a lot of money.
Who is more of an economic illiterate? Joe Biden or AOC? I think it's a fair question to ask at this point. I think AOC may actually understand, you know, because Instagram influencer, you get money for things. I don't think Joe Biden knows the first thing about how a business actually operates.
Joe Biden couldn't run a gas station. We've talked about this before. He certainly can't run the country. But I mean this, and this is not hyperbole. I don't believe Joe Biden could run right now a neighborhood gas station. And to not understand the basic economics, as if your point about competition is a fantastic one, because as you're driving down the road, the close gas stations compete on a daily basis to have a little bit cheaper gas. And the reason they do that is because they want you to stop at their gas station and hopefully come in and buy a soda or buy some chips or buy something product that you need that you go in and buy during the time that you're filling up your gas tank. Speaking of which, have you ever been to a Buc-ee's, Buck? Do you know the concept of Buc-ee's? Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I would take every spare dollar that I have right now and put it into the Buc-ee's brand. It's a privately owned, everyone in the entire state of Texas is nodding their heads right now. They just opened one in the state of Tennessee. It's between Nashville and Knoxville, and I've stopped a couple of times now. I can't even do justice, Buck, to how incredible this gas station is. It's a Texas-based gas station. They have the cleanest... It's like you're going into a five-star restaurant. The bathrooms are that clean. And they have everything you could possibly want to buy that you have ever seen, surrounded by a huge field of gas station pumps. I can't do just like I walked in and I felt like I was entering into gas station nirvana. It is the most fabulous place I've ever bought gas in my life. And a lot of people out there listening to us in different parts of the country right now have no idea what I'm talking about. And then there's about people in about 10 states that are like, Clay Travis, you have never said anything more true in your entire radio career.
So my family's experience, I remember this, of road trips and gas stations, was we used to drive from New York City down to Charlottesville, Virginia, to visit my grandmother and my uncle down there for holidays. And at the time, we were driving in a blue Cadillac sedan. There were six of us. A blue Cadillac sedan that really could comfortably hold
That's a tight fit.
4.5.
Yeah.
And the AC didn't work. So that was always fun because 4th of July, we would drive down there and we would be driving. And I just remember at rest stops, it was the conversation my parents used to have with me when I was a kid at rest stops along I-95 reminded me of the conversation that some of the like spec ops guys who were in charge of keeping me alive in Iraq and Afghanistan would have with me. They'd be like, all right, look, you follow
this
me closely.
Is how you get out. Yeah.
You don't shoot unless I shoot. You scoot after I shoot. Now, obviously, I wasn't armed as an 8-year-old, but my parents would pull me aside, and it's like they were preparing me for battle. Like, we're going to take that hill in this rest stop because, you know, people were always terrified. Rest stops were super gross.
When we were kids, everybody thought you were going to get kidnapped
yeah.
everywhere. America's Most Wanted was on. Like, you grew up in a constant state of peril when it came to being a young kid and the idea that you might get kidnapped. I really was. Buck, I'm telling you, I was right on SEC football. At some point, we are going to be on the road, and we're going to see a sign for Buc-ee's, and I'm going to be like, we have to go here, and you're going to walk in, and you're going to be like, this is the most amazing gas station that's ever been
built.
Well,
first of all, the name is phenomenal, Clay. So you start with that.
In fact, right now, if you agree with me, deluge Buck with how amazing this gas station is. As we go to commercial break, at Clay Travis, at Buck Sexton, you can find us on Twitter there. Tell Buck that I am not crazy, all of you in about 10 states where this company is right now.
You mentioned the bathrooms. I'll just say this, something that I've read and heard for years from people in the restaurant industry, that all you have to do is see the bathroom of a restaurant and you know everything about how the kitchen is run. The more I've learned, the more I've found, it is 100% true. If you see the bathroom, you know, if the bathroom is nice and if they pay attention, you're good. If the bathroom is in bad shape, the kitchen is in bad shape. It is always true.
Well said. Well, you are going to see this when we eventually go, and you're going to be like, this is the most immaculately run business in the gas station industry of all time, and you're going to be in love with them like I am. Look, we talk all the time about the fact that Joe Biden is unfortunately no longer in control of his faculties, but he also runs a White House where nobody has any testosterone. The entire place is filled with wusses, men who aren't really men anymore, and that's why we need to send an entire, I would say an entire box load, maybe an entire entire shipping container worth of testosterone to the Biden White House. And it would need to come from our friends at Chalk, because it could change things overnight for them like it can for you. Look, Joe Biden doesn't have enough energy, focus, and stamina right now. What he needs is more testosterone, among many other things. If he's going to make it through for the next 2 years in office, 851 more days, he needs at least 851 more high-strength testosterone shots effectively from our friend at Chalk. And they got them all in the pills for you. They're making a set of supplements effective at rebuilding testosterone levels in men, and they can also add energy and focus. They do all that by providing the right herbal ingredients to your body chemistry. Their supplements pure, tested twice in the labs for that purity and potency before being the monthly subscription is on its way to you. And that's how you can get hooked up right now. CHOQ.com. Let me tell you that website again. CHOQ.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code, and you get 35% off any Chalk subscription for life. That's 35% off for as long as you are a subscriber. Get hooked up. You can cancel at any time. CHOQ.com is the website. Use my name, Clay, C-L-A-Y, for 35% off.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel the Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. 5 ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue 5 babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck. sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We were just talking about Buc-ee's, which I had never heard of before, as I live in the Northeast. I live in New York City, and we do not have Buc-ee's here, from what I understand. And Clay, you have unleashed the Buc-ee's hordes.
I'm telling
on Twitter.
You, man.
People love this place. There is a fervor in support of this gas station chain, the likes of which I have. I mean, this is like, you know, when people, this is like the early days of Chick-fil-A. Like when people were telling other people about Chick-fil-A, they're like, you don't understand. They're the best chicken sandwiches on the planet. And they're
they
the
really
nicest
are.
People working there. And they're the best. And you're like, how could it? Apparently it is. It is that good. We got so many lines lit, and we want to take a bunch of your calls. But speaking of Buc-ee's, we got Regina from Houston, Texas, used to work at Buc-ee's. She's got some thoughts for us. Hey, Regina.
Hey, when we first moved to Texas, I was enamored by Buc-ee's too. Thought it was the greatest place on earth. Get a job there because they pay well. Well, found out why they pay so well. It's not all it's cracked up to be. So,
how so?
The turnover rate is extremely high. They can't keep employees very long at all. To be exact, when you get trained by another employee because they don't spend any money on you because most people are going to quit.
But the pay is high.
There's like, I think they pay decently. There's like 100 people who work there, Buck. So this is not like your typical gas station where you would walk in and there would be like one person there and maybe another person stocking or something. This is like going to Disney World to buy gas, right? I mean, it is an incredible experience. They got brisket sandwiches. They got the coffee you could possibly imagine, every different kind of outfit. I mean, this is, I it's even hard to explain to someone who hasn't been to one before. It is truly an experience. Like, I would take someone who had never been and stop just to let them see it.
I have never heard you as excited about something that wasn't sports or Civil War camp as this.
Here's how crazy it is. I would put every spare dollar I have, if they would let me invest into Buc-ee's, and be like, I am going to be insanely rich off of this. That's how great it is. It is amazing. I'd like to meet the owner. He's a Texas A&M grad, is my understanding. Go fighting Texas Aggies. Those that don't learn from history, well, they often find themselves repeating the same mistakes, which is why it's a shame most kids hate learning about our nation's history. Most school history books are boring. It's not their fault. Plus, many kids have activist teachers who teach revisionist history. For some of those kids, makes them feel ashamed even to be Americans. If you're interested in teaching your kids real history, you're going to want to get the Tuttle Twins history book now. Only book that teaches the most important lessons of American history. And right now, they've got an incredible offer for you at TuttleRadio.com. That's TuttleRadio.com. Tuttle Twins, America's history book, plus added bonuses. Go to TuttleRadio.com. That's TuttleRadio.com. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Buck is just deluged in Buc-ee's endorsements. It's probably the most popular thing I've ever said on the show. Now you have a new destination in the South, college football and Buc-ee's. We are joined now, by the way, more seriously, many of you who listen in the state of Florida
are in the cone of potential arrival. Where exactly the storm, Hurricane Ian, is going to land is unclear. But one of the areas is becoming the Fort Myers-Naples area, as it appears, at least the most recent news that I have seen, this hurricane appears to be moving a bit south of Tampa. And we are down there. We did a big event last year, had so many fantastic listeners in the Fort Myers-Naples area. We're joined now by Drew Steele. He's the morning host on WFSX Radio. I met a lot of you down there. He was at our event. He's on the Drew Steele Show from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Drew, what is it like in the Fort Myers-Naples area right now? And I imagine you are monitoring this news on the hurricane very closely. What's the latest in terms of expected landfall?
Yeah, well, right now, you know, the one thing about this storm that has been so crazy, and then what is so surreal about all of it is that, you know, you watch this in slow motion in real time going across the tropics. You know, there's something to be said about being able to see and have that heads up and have time to prepare, but how slow this is moving. And so as it's been coming across the tropics, getting onto the other side of Cuba, and now we see this storm, we see the eye, the definition of this eye, and the one thing has been all the modeling and how it's been all over the place for a while until recently. You know, everybody was talking about it being a panhandle event, and then they started talking about it being a closer to Tampa event north, and then they started talking about it being a specific Tampa event. And now it looks like it's going to be in the latest modeling that we're seeing is south, probably in the south of Sarasota, between Port Charlotte and Sarasota. So you're talking about a little south of Tampa in the Sarasota area and then north of Port Charlotte. And remember something, the one thing about this storm that I think has us all on edge a little bit is the fact that the path that it's taking reminds a lot of people here about Hurricane Charley in 2004. And if you know anything about Hurricane Charley, the one thing that happened here was it was going to be something off the coast, and people were prepared for that. And then all of a sudden, it took this late jog that ended up coming into Southwest Florida, where we were not thinking it was going to be that way, and ended up hitting a town called Punta Gorda pretty hard, to the point where, you know, you have turn of the century's old Florida homes there were just wiped out, just completely gone. The town was forever changed. And so that's kind of the thing we're looking at right now to try to figure out, this is going to be a south of Tampa storm. How big this is going to be? The latest, obviously, is Cat 3. People are talking Cat 4, that it would be up to as it gets closer. And then how slow it's going. You know, we're used to fast-moving storms, something that comes across, gets out quick. But this seems to be going so slow. So it's kind of agonizing to watch and to wait, you know, these hours out to see where it is. But we are definitely ready.
And Drew, what are some of the preparations that have been underway? I mean, for people who don't live in Florida or haven't been in a part of the country where hurricanes are an unfortunate fact of life, what are some of the preparations in terms of evacuation, and how's all that going? I mean, Ron DeSantis was on TV earlier this morning speaking to Floridians. Just bring us into how that's coming along.
Yeah, the governor has been great, and so is locally. The emergency managements locally in Lee and Collier County are fantastic. Charlotte County, everybody's been just great in keeping the information going. But like I said before, when, you know, the idea that you have so much time to prepare is such a good thing. A lot of times, you know, people look and they think, okay, well, it's the eye. That's what I have to look at. I have to look at that dot on that spaghetti model. You know, all the spaghetti models you see, and you see the lines and you think, okay, the dot or the line is what I have to focus on. When in reality, the width of the storm, and in this case, it's the same type of thing. You know, you're going to get 60, 70 miles, maybe 80 miles out from the center is where you're going to feel the hurricane force. And so you can see the dot, and maybe the dot isn't going to be over you, but you're certainly going to feel all of those effects. And so what ends up happening is slowly we've been having these areas in Southwest Florida where they're having mandatory evacuations. Now, they're not going to come knock on doors necessarily. That's not going to happen. But they are asking people to leave certain areas, the low-lying areas, certainly across the coast, up and down the west side of Florida. And then, you know, ultimately we know this is coming, and every year we prepare, every year we will have moments on the air and on TV and other places where we'll talk about your hurricane preparedness kit, everything you're going to need to have together throughout the season, you know, the opportunity to buy sometimes tax-free to be able to get those items, your flashlights, your batteries. And right now, the one thing we look at too is the generators, you know, making sure we have the power, because the one thing that people seem to forget about is when this storm goes out of the Southwest Florida area, and then you start looking at no power, a situation where you may or may not have that. If you don't have power, we're going to be 85, 90 degrees. Sometimes, you know, you've got to upper 80s, low 90s, and a lot of humidity, and that air conditioning is going to be needed. And so certainly people want that that power and to have those generators ready as well. Not everybody has the opportunity to get them, and they're gone. I mean, everything, you know, you get to places now where, you know, you start to see hit or miss scattered gas stations. Some have gas, some have run out. You know, the water, the shelves go quickly. But we always are looking at that preparedness throughout the year.
Drew Steele on WFSX Radio in Fort Myers, Naples, our affiliate down there. Drew, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely, guys. See you soon.
Be safe. And to all the Floridians listening right now, please be safe. Governor DeSantis has given good guidance, and follow the guidance and stay safe during this hurricane, because it looks like it's going to be a rough one. All right, my friends, Legacy Box is the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures so they are preserved forever. They have over 200 employees in Tennessee who hand transfer each of your memories onto digital files. Home movies can transport us back to unforgettable times. I mean, when was the last time you watched yours or passed it down to your kids? Isn't ensuring your family's legacy is digitally preserved so it can be passed down just as important as creating those memories? Legacy Box helps bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them in a digital, easy-to-use format. And Legacy Box is running a $9 videotape sale, making it the best time to convert your entire collection. Legacy Box has been the industry leader in professionally digitizing family memories for over a decade. Visit LegacyBox.com/buck to take advantage of this limited-time offer of 40% off and discover the magic of bringing your past back into view anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this offer today and use your Legacy Box whenever you're ready. That's LegacyBox.com/BUCK to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/buck.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans, and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives, and every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds helping to rescue 5 babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Closing up shop here on Tuesday edition of the program. Bunch of you want to weigh in on a variety of different topics that we have been talking about today on the program. Let's start with Stefan in Michigan. Joe Biden demanding gas stations pull down their prices, and you've got a pretty good knowledge of local gas stations.
Absolutely. I've got a family that owns a small chain of gas stations, and as you mentioned earlier, they make their money on the inside, not the outside. They have a margin of about 2.5 to 3.5 cents max on a gallon of gas.
So I think that's important for as gas prices start to go back up. Thank you for the call. I think that's important for people to understand that this idea that they are gouging customers with gas prices is just not true. The entire business is predicated on making gas as affordable as possible so that you will spend more money inside. And in fact, Buck, when gas prices are up, gas station owners are actually struggling because people spend less money on products inside of their convenience store.
You want to know who makes gas more expensive? Idiot Democrats who don't want the fossil fuel industry to function as it would based on the market because they think the planet's going to melt because of CO2 emissions. You want to know who makes gas more expensive? Politicians who add taxes to gas to pay for whatever their pet projects. That's making gas more expensive. It is a true global commodity. Everybody needs gas. The notion that all of a sudden Biden comes into office and the evil, you know, they're chomping on cigars in the back smoke-filled rooms going, we're going to just make all of our money on the gas now. No, this is the price of gas now. That's, you know, this is how the market works.
And actually, the one thing that might lead to gas prices coming down substantially is something that none of us wants to happen, but I think is inevitable at this point, which is a global worldwide recession, which unfortunately we are either already in worldwide or I believe, Buck, will be entering into very soon. Based on what all the economic indicators are suggesting, including the price of gas, which is actually coming down now as a result of those fears.
I mean, there are all these leading indicators economically that show we are heading into a very rough place here. And there are really very few indicators that give anybody confidence that that's not going to happen. We have a bunch of folks here. Here we have Cheryl in Kansas wants to weigh in on the Native American team naming issue. Cheryl, thanks for calling in.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
we got you.
I am so surprised I got through. I think I dialed like 40 times. we went.
Well, thanks for listening.
Every day that I can. yesterday, my husband and I attended a funeral for a full-blooded Indian. His son is married to one of our granddaughters, and he has been a huge Chiefs fan as long as I've known him. They even showed a video at the funeral of him and family members watching a Chiefs game and hollering and carrying on. And yesterday at the funeral, his children, some of his children, his grandchildren, many of their friends were all wearing Chiefs football shirts.
Chiefs, yeah, at the funeral. Thank you for the call, Cheryl.
You know, Clay, this is one part where you have to ask, If the left gets what they want, we're always being lectured and harangued about representation. There needs to be more representation for underrepresented groups. Well, but hold on a second. If even positive representation is appropriation, how can we have any representation of the supposedly marginalized groups, right? Like, if you can't name a sports team in honor of a Native American tribe, where are we going to have representation in the culture that we're always being told needs to happen more broadly? You know, they could say, oh, well, we need like fund another Native American museum or something like that. Okay, but a lot more people pay attention to what's going on with a major sports franchise. Maybe I don't, but you know, the rest of the country does. Yeah. Than they do some local museum somewhere.
Which is basically the argument that the Florida State Seminole Tribe made. And the Seminole Tribe obviously has all sorts of successful business interests in the state of Florida and beyond. But Florida State University is the Seminoles, and they did it because the Seminole Tribe refused to surrender because they were insanely brave. And the Seminole Tribe said, we are incredibly honored that you have chosen to make the Florida State team the Seminoles. And so they have endorsed everything that has to do with that, including the tomahawk chop at Florida State Seminole games.
And just to add to this, I mean, you mentioned the incrementalism with all the, we have to rename things, and there's a lot of hypocrisy yep. around it. Okay, Tallahassee is named for an Indian tribe. Manhattan Correct. Is named, it's actually, I believe, an Indian word, or it might even be a tribe. I can't remember.
State of Tennessee, where I live, is a Cherokee name.
I mean, we go over all day, and you say, okay, so to my point about representation, do we want to all name these things after all these cities and places? After what then? If we're yeah. going to change all these names, what we're going to name them after the British colonists that we kicked out of here? I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, basically, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas. I'm not an expert on every etymology of state names, I mean, but the vast majority
American place names are often Native American names. We know
yes.
this, right? The names of cities and towns and states and, you know, obviously the Dakotas. I mean, we go down the list all day. So are we supposed to change all these things?
Well, and again, the point here is it never ends, right? I mean, you could be having this conversation in 2200 and there will be something new that somebody has decided is offensive that has to go.
Well, this is even Bill Maher. I didn't watch the show, but I saw the clip over the weekend where he said this trend that has faded a little bit now, but they did it in Canada, and people like Justin Trudeau, who is the most annoying left-wing beta male on the planet, they do this thing where they would stand up and say, you know, I first want to anywhere, like we're, you know, sitting there having a local town council meeting about, you know, how to improve the school district, and they say, I just want to acknowledge that we're on stolen land from the following tribes. And this was a thing that was going on for a while. Okay, but what does that acknowledgement actually do?
Yeah.
Like, well, so are we supposed to give the land back? And who's going to do that, by the way? And who's going to divvy that up? And who does the land go to? The whole thing just collapses into nonsense at some point.
Totally. And speaking of collapsing into nonsense, let's play this clip because I'm not sure what'll happen by tomorrow. But we just talked last segment, Buck, about the hurricane that's coming to Florida. Sure. Joe Biden has called the mayors of several different cities that may be impacted, but he's evidently refusing to call Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is a FEMA update that just occurred at the White House. I want to play this clip for all of you.
He's made conversations with the mayors. So is there any reason why not the governor?
Again, we have a strong team that's in place supporting the governor right now, working side by side with him and his staff. We'll continue to stay engaged with him.
But Biden's not calling DeSantis.
This is, if that is confirm, I mean, is that, that's where we are. That's,
I mean, that's the White House FEMA briefing that we just played the audio from. And there are reports that he is not calling Governor Ron
DeSantis. This is the definition of hard to believe. Like, it's hard to believe. I will believe it, but it's hard to believe this White House is so stupid and so reckless. And that's coming from someone who thinks the White House is generally stupid and reckless, and that Joe Biden is an incompetent and the people around him are buffoons. But, you know, I think we all know what's coming here. If there is, I mean, this is a very bad storm, and our thoughts and prayers are with the folks of Florida. We're hoping you're all prepared and doing everything you can. If there is an opportunity here to score the cheapest of political points against Ron DeSantis.
100%.
They're going to go all in on this. They're thinking. Remember, for a lot of the left, a lot of Democrats, Hurricane Katrina, and remember George W. Bush, who's the president? He wasn't the governor of Louisiana. Hurricane Katrina was the beginning of the real destruction of Bush and the Bush presidency for a lot of the Democrat media. I think they will politicize this hurricane against Ron DeSantis the first chance they get, and we all know that. And the fact the White House isn't speaking to him, I think, goes right to that issue.
They may feel some pressure now that it's been asked about in the White House press briefing that we just played for you. So maybe now Joe Biden will reach out. But calling the three mayors first is pretty indefensible.
Joe Biden should already have made a call and should be on. He should be calling Ron DeSantis and saying, everything else aside, what do you need? What can I do to help you? That's it. Anything else is unacceptable.
Amen.
So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.